This is Bob now. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, go ahead.
I believe, with respect to your topic today, I don't think it's the government responsibility to keep people above the poverty line, but I do believe there are things that the government can do to make things easier to allow people not to fall below it, let's put it that way.
Yeah, okay, what are they?
Well, essentially, the bottom line is the government should be attempting to create opportunity, not jobs that more often than not tend to be make work in
short-term stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah, and not really productive. Unfortunately, most of the things that the government could do for people who find themselves in this position is more in a sense undoing some of the things they've already done. For example, some people have already brought up it would be nice to reduce the burden on business, especially small business, so that new jobs can be created. Lowering taxes would help. That would help everyone across the board. Eliminate things like the minimum wage and rent control. Rather than subsidize daycare, why not deregulate it and allow more people to enter into the field? Not only would that create jobs, in the long run it would also create cheaper daycare for other people to find different types of jobs. And of course, you know, the bottom line, the greatest thing that government could do to help all of us would be to eliminate inflation.
Which would cause tremendous, massive depression.
There's no way to get around that. That's an
So we all have to starve for a little while. Is that the idea?
Not starve. Make do as best we can. Mm. How are we going to get out of it? We have two choices. Continue in the present system, go on the way government spending has been going on until we finally crash, or bite the bullet now and take it slowly and take it in stride as best we can.
And there's no third alternative, eh?
I do not believe so. History has never shown a third alternative to be available.
Well, there's got to be some somewhere if we look hard enough.
Well, some of the things that, for example, Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan are doing in their respective countries are on target. But the problem is,
look at the unemployment in England, though.
Unemployment, you can't avoid it.
So I guess it's okay if you got a job.
Well, it's easy to say that. That's true. But how are you going to, you know, avoid the unemployment? When you restrict credit, as is happening now with the high interest rates and high inflation, naturally, the purchasing power of people are going to go down. That's going to create unemployment. It's not as if the government was out there saying, pulling people out of jobs that already existed and is, you know, actively creating unemployment. What is happening is that the unemployment is a result of what's going on now. Our interest rates aren't fixed now, as I understand it. They're floating.
Mm-hmm.
So what is really happening, these interest rates are a market reaction to what's going on in the economy. That's not going to change. If you're going to lower the interest rate, who's going to pay? There has to be a method to do that. And I don't know of any method to lower the interest rate without putting an extra burden on someone else. And you put that extra burden on him, that puts that guy out of the running to create jobs, or puts him out of the running, period, to have a job, if he's an employee rather than an employer.
You seem to have all the answers, and everything seems so simple, and you seem to be so sure. And I just wonder, have you ever been wrong in your life?
What would make you say that, Wayne?
Well, it's just you seem so sure about everything.
I don't express any absolute certainty. Let's put it this way. When we look at alternatives, often the best alternative that we have is the least of, you know, the least damaging of X number of alternatives.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a better alternative yet. Have you?
I think about things a lot, but I don't be presumptuous enough to say, well, this is the answer, or there are only two ways.
Well, when I pick an example, let's say, let's eliminate the minimum wage. I've looked at that. I've said, well, what does the minimum wage do? When the minimum wage goes up, it puts more people out of work. That is a statistical reality.
But the other opposite to it is slave labor.
Labor is a voluntary thing. If someone is in a position, you know, it was funny, I watched a program on Global last night.
Yeah, you seem so sure about that, see?
I'm sorry?
I say you seem so sure about that.
About which?
Of your comment there, labor is this, it is that, it isn't the other.
Well,
what was the
person enters into a relationship with an employer, he's making a choice, unemployment or employment. Obviously, if he enters into an employment contract with someone, he has chosen that as the better alternative.
Okay, about a minute left. Go ahead.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I look at, you're telling me that it all seems so simple.
No, I'm suggesting. I'm not telling.
Well, okay, you're suggesting that, but I look at something like, take something like rent control. I've heard people who live in rented accommodations complain about rent control. And why? Because they can't buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the government, you know, is upsetting the market balances, we're finding it's cheaper to live in rental accommodations. The construction industry's collapsed. Look at the employment gone there. You know, everyone would benefit by having the government, rather than create things that they like to call jobs, to create opportunity. And the only way to create opportunity, unfortunately, is to allow people the freedom to create their own opportunities.
Geez, I wish I could go on with you, but we're out of time for the hour.
Okay, Wayne.
Thank you so much for your call, Bob. Oh. We'll be back in the next hour with more at 4333.